I wouldn't say we fell in love right away. I think we were, as they call it in the biz, trauma bonding.
And then after 8 years of being insufferably sober, I started drinking again.
Addicts tend to be rather sensitive people.
Aren't you Marc Maron? I'm like, yeah. And she goes, what happened to you?
Hey, you're listening to Recover Girl. I'm your host, Anna David. This is a podcast, well, that used to be just interviews with sober people about the recovery. We've morphed, we've changed along with the world, and now I am releasing, well, first of all, we went from once a week to, we went from every other week to twice a week. And when I say we, I mean I. But anyway, that's because I am releasing recordings from my live storytelling show Hammer Time as episodes, and you guys are really liking them as far as I can tell. Speaking of liking, why not go review this? Why not just give it 5 stars? I think that takes 2 seconds on iTunes, helps other people find the show. Now, while I'm telling you what to do, I want to tell you, message me on Facebook. You guys, I have a bot. B-O-T. Basically, what this means is something super cool will happen if you message me on Facebook, and it's really easy. You may know about this. I feel very tech savvy for knowing myself. Just do m.me/AnnaBDavid. Go to that URL and just message me and say, hey, I'm a podcast listener, or just hey, or whatever, and you're going to receive something super, super cool. With that, I am going to tell you about the guest. And when I say guest, I mean person who performed in my show, who you're about to listen to. He's a stand-up who's been on The Tonight Show and Late Night with Conan and a whole bunch of other shows. He hosted a million shows. And you may know him because he's the best-selling author of He's Just Not That Into You, that book that told us way too much that we didn't want to know. But we swallowed it like a bitter pill. Anyway, he's also kind of one of my favorite people on earth. I'm thrilled that he does my live show. This live show is in Los Angeles, so previously only accessible to people who wanted to travel to Los Angeles. Scarily, people have traveled to Los Angeles for this show, which is really nice. It is every other month at a place called Open Space Cafe. Ryan Hampton, friend of the show, started broadcasting it on Facebook Live. Gave me this idea that we had the video, thus the audio. I'm going to stop explaining and start letting you listen to Greg Barrett.
I went to a meeting where recently, what are the phrases that, what are the things that, you know, phrases that keep you sober? You know, what are the things? Nobody ever says, what are the things that sober people say? You fucking, you hate. You know, how come we don't have, you know, that we have more fun now that we're sober? I do not. I absolutely do not. There's no fucking, that's just not true. And it's a hard sell for me. I can't, oh man, I'm like crazy. Like people are like, I'm crazier. That's because you're a fucking sociopath. Yeah. And if you're working the steps, you're not happy. You know, you get in there and then you get fucking sad because, whoa, look at you. I'm kidding. And I'm not trying to take anything from anybody. If you are, bless your heart. And do what you're doing because it's working. I don't know you. Like, that's fun to me. Like, I woke up in Palm Desert, and that's not where we started. Like, I'm not kidding you. Like, there's shit, there are people, and I'm sure there's people like, I didn't know we did. Like, nice to see you again. And I couldn't talk to people. Now I can't talk to them. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, a couple of drinks and then you get some shit going. I got some, you know, you got some fucking tools, some skills. I got some skills in that other world I didn't have after. And those are the fucking tragedy stories. Like the first time I, you know, you go on a date or you fuck somebody and it's like, oh, you can hear you're hearing. That's the fucking thing that's like, oh my fuck, everything's loud. You know what I mean? Like, you go to shows and go, maybe I don't fucking like music. Fuck, this is loud. It's loud. It's fucking loud. And I can't hear what he's saying. It's just, you, real is real. And that's, and I don't know that real, like I know, like, look, I prefer real, and but I, there, you know, it's fucking a lot, like a lot. Like, I was like, why did I check out? Oh yeah, because real all the time is like, fuck, okay. Well, I'm going to cry now, you know, like, normally I would just sleep, you know, or up the dosage or however that worked. But, and so I found it really, I found it super jarring. And also, I can't remember all this. When people tell their stories, I'm so fascinated. I'm like, how do you even remember? You know, if I can't see a picture, I don't remember. I'm like, I think there was cops. I know I, you know, the only thing I remember is I got, well, I went to the doctor and then, well, your liver's fucked up, so you did something. I'm like, I did, huh? Yeah. So that smell that I make isn't real, right? That's not a good, no. I mean, it is real. It's yours, but it's not the normal smell. No. No, that's... You're not supposed to squeeze. It's not, your wet isn't supposed to come out of you. Like, you're not supposed to drip when you squeeze. That just, that happens later when you get old and then you just, when you're my age now and you just sweat from... I used to just sweat from the core areas, just fucking my lip and my armpit, you know, and like now it's like, no, that's, why am I sweating here? Old, I'm just leaking here. Yeah, it's just getting, water's just leaving, stuff's leaving. Pit stains, or like, not your pit stains? Fuck, I got these weird, like above my calf in the back when I get nervous. Wet. Leaking from random areas. You know, in fact, people say, God never puts more on your plate. That is the fucking whitest thing in the world. That is a white thing to say to people. That is white. I want to believe that as much as anyone, because I have some fucking shit that I'm hoping will get fixed. And then it's like, I hope this is my task and not just fucking everything's random. But I'm like, how could that be true? I heard there was an earthquake in Brazil once where a hospital split open and the fucking earth swallowed two babies. Was that on their fucking plate? Was just like, but I, you know, those babies should have been able to get out of there. That's their own fault. They didn't, I fucked up, man. I was a baby, but I didn't see the opportunity to get out. I wasn't sentient really, and the earth opened up and I was, you know, hung up in my own shit. And that's how we die, you know. A baby. We don't actually know where it went. They couldn't find it either, so maybe he's got to find life in the center of the earth. maybe that was on his plate. Maybe that God's like, you're a baby that's going to be able to, if you do it right, live by the core. You're here after the flood. You'll be here. I look forward to the new animals. Don't you feel like new insects are showing up and no one's saying anything? I do feel that. Like, also, what about, no one's talking about that red thing on the door. No one's, that wasn't, we didn't have those. That's got arms. Okay. No. It's not global warming, but that's a duck has a fist for a head. That feels not like an animal. Let's do more fun things. I remember the first time I went out with her, everything was just so loud. And I had a sponsor that was late. And I really did it. I did the, you know, they were like, man, do not get in a relationship. And if you're going to have sex, he said, we have sex, you know, wait a month. You know, and usually you seem like a pretty good guy. I mean, you know, I really like to slow this down a little bit. You know, but he didn't say that a lot in the 90s. And as I said, this girl, I gotta wait. And she's like, oh, fuck you, lady. Like, just, you know, you don't like me. I'm like, no, that's not true. I'm all ready, but I just, my sponsor. That always sounds weak. My sponsor. But it's all, that's also, I do love that. I said, my sponsor, we really prefer if I, probably better for me not to go to parent teacher and I just stay home. Just kind of wrap up Iron Fist so that I have all of them before Defenders. That's all, it's not good, but we're getting there. They shoot each one in their own different filter. Did you notice that? No, that's because I'm home. Yeah, people are just, you know, they, when you touch them and you're sober, you know, oh, I was, you know, just all of it. I don't know who that was. My dad. He's disappointed. Yeah, just everything is the sounds, like, you know, the kissing. Oh, my, that's us. You can smell everything. You're like, You know, every, oh, we're in. I heard that. There we go. Oh. Super aware. Are you okay? You doing okay? Like, I just did. Nobody cares when you're drunk. Nobody really cares. Like, you're like that. And you're like, I want to fuck you, you know? You know, it's pretty, I'm going to fucking fuck your pussy. I don't give a shit. Nothing. Anyway, I'm going to fuck your pussy. I'm going to fucking do this to you. Like, I couldn't. Why am I? I couldn't. That's. Ooh, I'm a beast. You can't do that for real. It's not you. You know, like, I'm going to, how about just let's, probably best for me. The less I say. Because you got to go full in or don't, but don't get in the middle. Don't be like, yeah, I want to, or do you, or maybe, or you can say it. I don't want to. Very hard to know what to say now, because you really, you know, and this is one of the hard things about getting old is like, you know, even if, like, I'm about as left as you could be for a guy that grew up in San Francisco and lived through the time period that I did. But I also just grew up the way I did. And if the time betrays you, and then you say something, people are like, nah, you're not allowed to say that. You're like, oh, fuck. So hello is out? Is that, that's not, feels not gender specific, is it? It's condescending. I'm condescending, yes. My whole being is, I know, I got it, I know, I have a wife and two daughters. I belong. I just stay in the back with the dogs, and they're even like, It's cool, but when people come over, we got to split. So, okay. Fucking dogs, man. The longer you live, too, you're like, oh, my God, people are the worst of the animals. I knew I had a doctor friend. He's like, we're not even the third best animal on the planet. He didn't even start. I don't know who was number one. He never told me. Cheetahs, I would expect. I think they're the best because they're noble. The ones you always see are the women. You don't see the dudes. The women are the ones that are fucking racing to get a piece of food that's gonna be stolen from a bigger cat. Am I good? Okay. Or am I having a stroke? I feel like I've been betrayed by the dream world because I have two beautiful, one of them's nice daughters. The oldest one is nice. She says the phrase, "What even is that?" I don't think that's how that sentence. What even is that? What is that? What is that? Just what is that? What even is that? What even is? What even? What is even? What is even that? What? I love when she says that. What even is he thinking? He's even thinking. Is he even thinking? I don't think he is thinking. I give her, my girls a wide berth. I knock from up. I knock from my room. I knock and see if I can come out. Can I come out? I don't want to be that guy. Whatever you. Okay. You know, they're kids, so they don't have much to talk about because they haven't done anything. So they, you know, they tell you their dreams, and you're, you know, when an adult tells you a dream, you can go, dude, you just say it. No. Yep. No. Unless you're paying me, don't. Don't. Because it just, I know how they feel. But if we were supposed to know about them, they'd project out of your fucking head. We'd all see them, right? They're inside you for a reason. They're for you. Those are your you movies, right? And those are private screenings for you of unfinished work. And mine are fucking shitty and short, and they always, and I'm always, I have a lot of slip dreams. I have a lot of, like, you know, like, but not, they're bad ones. Like, I can't find the beer, but I need it. Like, and then I was listening to Joe Rogan's podcast. I don't know if you guys listen to Joe Rogan. Yeah, he's good. He's sort of the, he's the Alex Jones of brain power and metaphysics and stuff. He's like the conspiracy of the mind. And he's like, you know, dreams can simply just be another life you're living while you're asleep. That's a whole other reality that's real. Really? Yeah, it's the subconscious you that is living in a whole other real. And then when they go to sleep, you're the dream. Right? And I sort of felt bad. I'm like, I'm the dream. And then I was like, fuck. Well, fucking that guy in my head can't find the cocaine. And when he does, it goes up his nose and falls out. And then he has to leave the building for a show and his legs fall off. Well, fuck that guy. Anyway, I gotta go. Thank you guys so much. Have a good one.